was remastered in 2014.
It shows you how well recorded this stuff was, even if we couldn't hear it at the time. Man, a song like that, it's like not even close to being the best song on that album.
No.
It's just amazing.
No, but it's a beauty, and it's really nice to be able to hear everything that was put into that.
Yep.
And just before that was The Jam. From looks like a 1992 record called Extras. Looks like it must have been a reissue. So Sad About Us. And before that, the brand new noise from Nervous Eater's Adam Sherman composition. A great song. I see him do it live all the time, called Don't Need to Make You Mine, done by Nervous Eaters. That's pretty exciting. All right, I want to play something from one of my favorite bands. They have new noise called the Reese Brothers. Every time they put something out, I'm very excited about it. You'll hear why. This is brand new noise called Give It Right Back. Right here at WMFO Medford.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford.
WMFO right here in Medford. It is, let's see, 10:17 in the morning. How do you like that? What do you think?
Huh? Time is flying by. Like it always does when I'm here.
Yeah. And being in a closet.
Yeah, that doesn't help matters, does it?
Yeah. Okay, so let me tell you what I played out of the closet in that set. I started off with new noise from the Reese Brothers. Just love them. Brand new single from them. Yeah, great stuff. I'm sorry we only have one mic.
That's no worries.
Well, there's two counting me. So Reese Brothers, brand new single called Give It Right Back. So powerful, so good. Love that. Speaking of so powerful, so good, yeah, Girl with a Hawk, local great power pop from their latest EP called Keep Her Lit. Let's hear that applause.
I'll be getting that one from Bandcamp.
Oh, it's awesome. The Romantic, Wire Train, kind of a lost track. It's so hard to find. Don't tell anybody, but that was a YouTube rip because I really wanted it. That was Wire Train and Should She Cry? The Guess Who, just after that, from a remastered version of their great 1974 record called Road Food. That was Star Baby, and I will admit I stole that because I was listening to Sal Baglio the other night and he played it. And I said, whoa. And then I played it. Hope you liked it as much as I did. And just finished up with great new noise from Tom Satch-Kerens, right on Rock Garden Records. Brand new single this year called Chantel. All right, I've got something special to play right now. I have a great friend. Her name is Marnie Hall, and she has a son. His name is Baxter Hall, and he's a musician. I've played him many times, and he let me know that this one was coming out a little while ago. He's really excited about it. So, Baxter, I know you're listening. How you doing? Here comes your new noise. It's called High Road, brand new, right here at WMFO.
That lonely high road that you walk on, if you never see anyone up there, it doesn't mean they're gone. Just keep believing people are good, because it seems everyone down here doesn't think you should. When tumbleweeds are blowing on the high road and it's looking like a ghost town, it's not a very pleasant place to go, but that's starting to make sense now. Cause we'd rather be together feeling low than live for something better all alone on the high road.
See you. Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. And they all have one thing in common. Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard, that's optional. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
When you couldn't get enough of me, we had a song for everything. Bought me flowers every day.
WMFO right here in Medford. I'm Mike. This is Cassidy McGuinn. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. What a great song.
Yeah, I mean,
man.
Let's start with that one when we talk about this. You know, that was the Sins. I had them here last week. Spent a lovely weekend with them. Two shows they did, and that's off the brand new record that they have called Little Miss Lost. And that was the first one. It turns out that turned out being the one that sort of made the album jump off from there. It's sort of autobiographical. And I asked Cindy what she thought my favorite song was, and she said that one. And I said, how did you know that? She goes, I know you. What a beautiful song that is. If you haven't got that record yet, Little Miss Lost by The Sins, please go get it. You won't be disappointed. There's more of that on there.
Find that one when I get home.
Oh, my God.
For sure.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, and just before that, beautiful band here from Boston, Hummingbird Syndicate, from Pop Tricks back in 2016. Yeah, 1916, sure. God, why can't I read this? Makes me crazy. Guitar Star was that one. Muck and the Myers had the third song of the set from 2011's record called A Cellar Full of Muck, because of course that's what it's called. Saturday Let Me Down Again. The Beatles, I Saw Her Standing There, remastered in 2023. It's on a compilation called One. Beatles, I Saw Her Standing There. And started off with Brand New Noise from local singer-songwriter Baxter Hall. Brand new single from him. Gorgeous, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? What do you think of that?
I was saying that really reminds me of David Wilcox, and that is high
praise. Oh, my God.
Just the guitar playing and the quality of the vocals, for sure.
Well, the quality of the song, the quality of the vocals, everything. Sonically, Baxter was awesome. That was called High Road. All right, I've got a song for you now called from a band called Wallows. And sometimes Wallows can be really heavy, just really thick rock and roll. But sometimes they just switch it up, like here. Really like this song because I'm me. I really like power poppy kind of stuff. This is from their brand new record called Model. It's Wallows and Calling After Me. It's New Noise. WMFO. Talking you, no, we
knock, knock.
I hear you knocking. Knock three times.
WMFO Medford.
I am the one who knocks.
WMFO Medford. I'm Mike. 10:53 in the morning. Well, just about 10:54 in the morning. It's WMFO. Let me tell you about the last set I just played. And Kirsten's here. She'll be here for something about the women. And we'll say thank you to Cassidy as well. But let's do this business here. First, started off with something brand new. A new noise from Wallows called Calling After Me. Then the great Low Cut Connie after that from 2020's Private Lives album. That was a title track. Boston's Kid Gulliver, remastered version of Forget About Him. Jellyfish from 1992's awesome album called Belly Button. That was The King Is Half Undressed. And Linda Mandolin just there with brand new noise, brand new single called Be At Do. And Be At Do, I understand in French, is something like a love letter, a sweet note. And that's for Justine Kovalt from her friend Linda Mandolin. So that's beautiful stuff. All right, I'm going to play one more song. We'll be back to say bye to Cass and hello to Kirsten and something about the women. This is brand new noise from Jess Locke. It's called Rocket to Ride at WMFO.
Just as well.
What, is that it? It's ending earlier than it should have. What is with that?
No.
What is with that? I don't understand. Anyway, I'm Mike. She is Cassidy. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. This has been a blast.
Has it?
A little stressful for you, but I can just sit back and watch and say, wow, that looks like it's not a lot of fun.
I walked in here today. The other big studio that we're usually in has a note on it, and it's not never a good sign. So luckily, yeah. You know, we're able to get Studio C on the air, and here we are. But we should take a picture in here one day. It's just like, whatever, shouldn't be here like this. But anyway, thank you so much for putting up with it and me.
Oh, thank you for having me on.
All right.
It's been much too long. Let's not wait this long.
No. Again. Whose fault is that?
I know.
Yeah, all right.
I'll good. Guilty as charged.
As long as you know. All right, I hear Kirsten's voice. Kirsten's come here, Kirsten.
Get in there.
Hello. So great to see Cassidy here. Feels like old times.
Aren't you happy to be here in Studio C?
Well, you know what? You have set everything up.
I did.
So, like my dance partner, you're keeping me safe and looking good.
Yep. All right, so you're here from Something About the Women from 11 to 1, and you picked out an Amy Mann song that I'm going to start for you.
Fantastic. Oh, what did you just play?
It was Jess Locke and Rocket to Ride. I love that. Brand new noise from her.
That was really great.
I
love that so much.
Loved it a lot. All right, thanks for listening. I'll be back next week at 9, and stay tuned for Kirsten and Something About the Women. Right here at WMFO, Medford. Woo.
The king of the jailhouse and the queen of the rum think sharing the burden will lighten the load. So they pack up their trunks.